Welcome to the First Amendment News Podcast, a fictional timeline of a futuristic world set in the year 2076 and going back in time to the year 2024. Due to a collapsed economy, the United States of America has splintered off into six separate independent entities of government, and a unified Korea has assumed superpower status and established world dominance. Your host for the podcast series is news anchor Matt Amazon, a fictional character brought to life by Amazon Polly, a leader in text-to-voice technology. Please settle in and join us with tonight's broadcast. This is Matt Amazon, reporting for First Amendment News. Tonight, First Amendment News continues our multi-part series with an in-depth look back at the historic events which have spanned the previous 50 years. The series chronicles the significant milestones and circumstances which led to the collapse of the most powerful nation on Earth, the subsequent formation of six splinter nations which formed the coalition of former American states, and the establishment of the Korean Haeundae-Jeju Province along the far northwest rim of North America. Tonight's segment. Season 1, Episode 27. Social Reform Party regains control of the House. August 2, 2076, First Amendment News. Article originally released by APNS. January 15, 2026, Washington, D.C. As Congress reopened for business following their winter recess, the main objective of the Social Reform Party was to reclaim the Speaker's gavel from Speaker Malloy and the Federal Libertarian Party. However, the task was easier said than done. Moderate Social Reform members, whom had sided with Malloy in the speakership revolt, sought assurances that they would not be ostracized or penalized for select committee assignments as a result of their previous party desertion. Additionally, the moderates wanted pledges from senior members of the party that the compromises which they had secured from Malloy would be honored by the new Social Reform Congressional Leadership Team. After 5 days of negotiating, the majority party was finally ready to challenge Speaker Malloy and regain their entitled position of power, the Speaker of the House. In a more organized and unified manner, the Social Reform members nominated and elected Representative Anglia Conklin of Michigan as the new Speaker. Immediately after the vote, Speaker Conklin was sworn in and former Speaker Malloy turned the gavel over to her. Straight away, the majority members got down to business. During the winter recess, the 28th Amendment had been ratified by the Assembly of States Conventions and the Social Reformers had 2 years of unrestricted spending remaining before the balanced budget clause would go into effect. Therefore, in order to hit the ground running, senior party leadership from both houses and the National Social Reform Committee Action Team gathered to sort out party leadership differences, discuss and solidify the House leadership structure, and draft three major spending legislation bills. With a new sense of purpose and unity, the Social Reform Committee chairpersons and party whips worked their subordinates and steamrolled their spending agenda over the hapless federal libertarians. Within a week, Speaker Conklin and her senior staff were at the White House for the signing ceremony of the first spending bill by President Ahmed, the colossal Phase 1 portion of the Medicare Embrace Program. The estimated cost of the Phase 1 portion over the next 5 years will be $16 trillion. Former Speaker Malloy called the massive spending bill a runaway freight train on a limited expanse of track, doomed for a catastrophic derailment. When asked about his pessimism, Malloy pointed out the bill will eliminate all private insurance plans within 18 months. Then as soon as Phase 2 is approved and implemented, later in the year, all individuals residing in the United States of America will become dependent upon the Medicare Embrace Program for all of their health care needs. The Phase 2 portion will increase the cost by at least $9 trillion over the next 5 years. So you have $26 to $30 trillion in cost for Medicare Embrace alone. And the All Are Entitled Higher Education Package and American Jobs Plan are expected to jump in cost up to at least $10 to $15 trillion next year. The former speaker continued, "We haven't even included the remaining federal entitlement programs or the overwhelming interest obligation, building exponentially on the national debt." So there you have it. In 2 years, the balanced budget clause of the newly ratified 28th Amendment will kick in and national expenditures must equal projected revenue. That, folks, is when this runaway entitlement freight train will run out of track and derail, killing the American dream and the futures of our children's children with it. This concludes our replay of Social Reform Party regains control of the House. Our next report in the series, Cho announces Korean nuclear capability at emergency Asian-Pacific Rim Conference. This has been First Amendment Broadcast News, preserving our unalienable rights defined in the First Amendment of the Constitution of the former United States of America, freedom of speech and freedom of the press. First Amendment Broadcast News originates from the communication center off the former United States Coast Guard cutter, Richard Snyder, currently anchored off the coast of Bermuda. This has been Matt Amazon reporting for First Amendment News. Good night. You have been listening to a podcast of First Amendment News. This episode was written and produced by Pop Nose and recorded from Pop and KK's Place Studio. First Amendment News intro and closing music is the instrumental Algorithms from the album ARPS by Chad Crouch. Visit Podington Bear's website at soundofpicture.com for a full listing of his music. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and please join us again for our next episode of First Amendment News.